Even though we're in the digital age, I guess you might have a box or two tucked away somewhere filled with fading family snapshots. Old yellowing images that can be amusing, poignant, even mysterious. Collector Peter Cohen has rescued 50,000 found vintage photographs, and now about 300 are on display at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Andrea Shea from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports on Cohen's quest to secure the snapshot's place in history.
To make his case for the everyday snapshot, Peter Cohen evokes the pain people experience when family photos are destroyed in floods or fires.
They don't talk about the dining room table. They talk about their family photographs being lost. These are our individual and collective memory of our life on Earth with the people we've loved and enjoyed being with.
But the collection Cohen has amassed is filled with strangers. It all began 25 years ago with a visit to a flea market and a purchase of some discarded snapshots. Today, he has 50,000 of them. And while Cohen's quest is serious, a lot of his photos are not, because he's got quirky tastes.
I've always been attracted to people posed on either poles or in trees.
Cohen also has a thing for family vacation shots, self-portraits, and images of couples and friends frolicking on lawns. He organized them into about 70 categories, including dangerous women. And he found enough to fill a book of women holding a gun or a bow and arrow.
Or an axe, or a rolling pin, or a baseball bat, or a golf club or something. And then it got extended to just dangerous looks as well as an object.
Cohen celebrates imperfect, candid shots amateurs nabbed as they experimented with their cameras, starting around the 1890s. Some captured arty-looking mistakes, like photographers' shadows and double exposures. Cohen believes amateurs made an enormous contribution to photographic history.
Are these pictures the equivalent of pictures by Stieglitz or Steichen or Diane Arbus? No, but they're incredibly interesting, and in many respects, predate work that was done by professionals by decades.
I think many people will be surprised to see snapshots in an exhibition in a museum.
That's MFA curator of photography Karen Haas.
But now, as they become more historical objects and we, the public, really experience photographs on our phones and through Instagram and all, these talismans are really becoming sort of untethered from the families who know who the people are and know the stories behind them.
Other museums are seeing the value of found photos. There's been a surge of exhibitions in places including San Francisco and Paris. Cohen has given snapshots to the Museum of Modern Art in New York and the Art Institute of Chicago, but his gift of 1,000 to the MFA is the largest. The image Haas and her co-curator chose to symbolize the Boston show features a smartly dressed couple, but the photographer inadvertently cropped off their heads.
The idea that in the 40s or 50s when this was made, that this was not only saved but presumably put in someone's album, and that they would have known that that was Uncle Bob and Aunt Betty. But of course, to us, it's just a wonderfully strange, almost surreal photograph.
Haas says Cohen's images tell the story of photography in America and our evolving love affair with accessible picture-taking technologies like Kodak's handheld box camera from the 1880s, the Brownie in 1900, and Polaroids in the 60s and 70s. The curator also says these snapshots stand out because of Cohen's eye. He actually plays a game with himself called Defending Your Photograph.
I come home from the flea market or open a package that's arrived from some dealer who sent me some pictures on approval, and I take a look at the picture and I say, what do I like about this picture? Or what don't I like about this picture? Or does it fit in a social context or part of social history that I find fascinating?
There's a category honoring the rise of trains and automobiles. Another reveals how affordable cameras allowed African-American families to tell their stories on film. Cohen pinpoints a picture's time and place by examining car models, license plates, and fashion. But identifying people, that's another story.
The vast majority of snapshots do not even have a name or a date on them. Sometimes you'll see Edith, 1913, on a woman on a swing. That gives you at least something to go on.
Cohen has a theory about why so many pictures become orphans. He says families hold on to photos for three generations or until living relatives age out from recognizing their forebears, then off to the flea market. Still, in this digital age, Cohen believes physical photos will be the ones that survive.
Not to be a Luddite, but I do believe that the vast majority of pictures that are taken in today's world will just evaporate or people won't have access to them.
Yeah, they don't exist in the same way in the physical space. You wonder about where our photographs will be in 100 years. Most likely gone.
24-year-old exhibition visitor Andrew Schenk says he hasn't made a physical photo in 10, maybe 15 years. That's why collector Peter Cohen recommends you print out one of every 10 digital shots if you want something to pass down to your family. And he says write names, dates, and places on the back. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
Print the pictures you love. Great advice. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service.